Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. El Paso's Catholic Bishop Mark Seitz called the Trump administration's mass detention and deportation efforts a grave moral evil in a newly released pastoral letter. Seitz in his letter said he received direct instruction from Pope Leo XIV to stand in solidarity with suffering migrant families and not to remain silent. Seitz also denounced detention conditions and called the deaths of migrants in federal custody unacceptable. He has called the community to participate in a planned vigil at San Jacinto Plaza on March 24th. And deportations of Mexican nationals are down despite the ICE crackdown. The Trump administration deported about 144,000 Mexicans last year. That's roughly half the annual figure under President Biden. Deportation data was analyzed by Quinto Elemento Lab, an investigative news organization in Mexico. Increased border enforcement might have deterred many from Mexico from attempting to enter the U.S. illegally. To read the full story from Puente News Collaborative and see a breakdown of the data along with a map showing the states with the most deported migrants in Mexico, visit ktep.org. In other news, the Texas drag ban bill is set to go into effect Wednesday after more than 2 years of being held from enforcement. KTTZ reporter Samantha Larned has more on what the bill does and where it stands.
Senate Bill 12, also known as the drag ban bill, was passed in the 2023 Texas legislative session, intended to restrict, quote, sexually oriented performances in public and or in front of anyone under the age of 18. In September 2023, a federal court declared the law unconstitutional and blocked enforcement of it. In November 2025, a Fifth Circuit panel reversed some aspects of that decision, and last month, the Fifth Circuit removed the injunction entirely, allowing the law to be enforced, even as lawsuits continue to play out in the district court over its constitutionality. Along with restricting sexually oriented performances on public property, the law imposes fines on private venues for allowing such performances with a child present, and fines and potential jail time for performers. In Lubbock, I'm Samantha Larned.
And the Texas Supreme Court has ruled that State Attorney General Ken Paxton can obtain records from an LGBTQ plus advocacy group. The Texas Newsroom's Lucio Vasquez reports it's part of an investigation tied to Texas's ban on gender-affirming medical care for minors.
The state investigation into the advocacy group PFLAG began years ago. It stems from a separate lawsuit challenging the state's 2023 ban on certain gender-affirming treatments for minors. In that case, PFLAG's executive director said families were discussing contingency plans to maintain care in Texas. State investigators say those comments suggested the group might have information about doctors continuing to provide treatments banned under state law. The state sought records and PFLAG sued to block the request, but the Texas Supreme Court ruled Paxton can demand those documents if he has reason to believe they're relevant. The court says PFLAG can redact identifying information about families before turning over the records. I'm Lucio Vasquez in Houston.
And a federal jury in North Texas convicted 9 people on various charges related to the July 4th Perryland ICE Detention Center shooting. Only the shooter, Benjamin Song, was convicted of attempted murder. 8 other defendants were convicted on lesser charges that include rioting and providing material support to terrorists for the non-fatal shooting. The government has called it the first case tying alleged Antifa members to domestic terrorism. Defendant Marciela Rueda's attorney, Lisa Pamplin, spoke to reporters outside the courthouse.
Being labeled a terrorist organization, I just thought it was all overreach by the government. And I'm disappointed, but the jury has spoken, and we move forward.
The defendants argued it was supposed to be a peaceful protest against the Trump administration's immigration policies, and that they never intended for things to get violent. And finally, the Chihuahuas baseball team unveiled a new Copa de la Diversión identity, introducing the El Paso Matachines. The name is a tribute to the recognizable and religious traditions throughout the El Paso and Juarez community. The Copa de la Diversión is minor league baseball's initiative to celebrate and highlight Hispanic culture. El Paso's team will celebrate the new name 6 times this season. You can learn more about the Chihuahuas on MILB.com's page for the team. Support news, music, and information because public radio matters. Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.